We buried Jenny early one December morning. Luckily, because a huge New England storm made snowy statues of the world by afternoon. My parents asked me if I'd go back to Boston with them on the train. I declined politely as I could, insisting Philip needed me or he would crack. In truth, it was the other way around. Since all my life I'd been immured from human loss and hurt, I needed Phil to teach me how to grieve. "Please be in touch," said Father. "Yes, I will." I shook his hand and kissed my mother's cheek. The train departed northward. At first, the Cavallari house was noisy. Relatives were loath to let the two of us alone. But one by one, they peeled away. For naturally, they all had families to go to. Each in parting made Phil promise that he'd open up the shop and get to work. It's the only thing to do. He always nodded, sort of, yeah. And finally, we sat there, just the two of us. There wasn't any need to move, since everyone had stocked the kitchen with a month's supply of everything. Now, with no distractions from the aunts or cousins, I began to feel the Novocaine of ceremony wearing off. Before, I had imagined I was hurting. Now, I knew that I'd been merely numb. The agony was just beginning.
"Hey, you ought to get back to New York," said Phil without too much conviction.
I spared him the rejoinder that his bakery seemed rather closed. I said, "I can't. I have a New Year's Eve date here in Cranston."
"Oh," he asked.
"With you," I answered.
"That'll be a lot of fun," he said. "But promise me, on New Year's morning, you'll go home."
"Okay," I said.
"Okay," he said.
My parents called up every evening.
"No, there's nothing, Mrs. Barrett," Phil would say to her.
She'd obviously asked how she could help.
"No, nothing, Father,"
I would say when my turn came. "But thanks." Phil showed me secret pictures, photos that were once forbidden me by Jenny's most adamant command.
"God damn it, Phil, I don't want Oliver to see me with my braces on."
"But Jenny, you were very cute."
"I'm cuter now," she answered, very Jenny-like, then added, "and no baby pictures either, Phil."
"But why? Why not?"
"I don't want Oliver to see me fat."
I'd watched this happy cannonade bemused. By then, we were actually married, and I couldn't possibly divorce her on the grounds of braces past.
"Hey, who's boss here?"
I'd remarked to Phil, to keep the action lively.
"Take a guess."
He smiled, and put the albums back unopened. Now today, we looked. There were a lot of photographs. Prominent in all the early ones was Teresa Cavallari, Philip's wife. "She looks like Jenny."
"She was beautiful," he sighed.
Somewhere after Jenny's baby fat, but prior to her braces, Teresa disappeared completely from the pictures.
"I should have never let her drive at night," said Phil,
as if the accident in which she died had happened just the day before.
"How did you cope?"
I asked.
"How could you bear it?"
I had asked the question selfishly, to hear what remedy he might suggest that could be balm for me.
"Who says that I could bear it?" Philip answered. "But at least I had a little daughter
to take care of."
"To take care of me,"